In the name of Jesus, amen. When you are tired and you are wore out, it is good to take a break, a siesta, a vacation. I haven't taken a vacation in over a year. I'm foolish for doing that, but nonetheless, I will be taking some time off next month and in September. Bye-bye, sayonara, see everything later on. And when you take a vacation, a siesta, when you go away to rest, where do you go? Where do you go? What do you look forward to? I'm sure many of you would look at this beautiful and wonderful state that we live in and say, oh, there are so many wonderful places that we could go to rest. Places full of lush vegetation, grand panoramic views. Maybe you're thinking of Yosemite. Maybe you're thinking Coronado Island down by San Diego. Maybe you're thinking somewhere down along the coast and the Pacific Coast Highway. But you would not go to some place that is desolate. You wouldn't necessarily maybe go to Needles to rest, would you? Somebody had mentioned earlier this week when we were looking at a little bit of this text, you don't necessarily go to areas outside of like Bakersfield or other areas that really don't have a lot going for themselves. Now, if you're from there and those areas, I apologize, I'm still fairly new to this state. But when you go to rest and to relax, you look for it to be a total experience. The rest, the relaxation, the area, the surrounding that you're all a part of. And it's nice. You come back refreshed, renewed. You're ready to tackle on your job and your responsibilities each and every day. And it's fascinating because today in our gospel reading, the disciples had returned to Jesus and they simply say to him, "We have done all that you had asked us to do and we taught in your name." And Jesus says, "Great, let's go take a break." Jesus is always taking breaks in the gospel reading, if you have never noticed that. He's always going away by himself to a quiet place to pray. And he tells his disciples, "Come away by yourselves. Let's get out of here. You've dealt with these people. You've taught. You've done things in my name. Let's go and let's rest for a while." Because Mark says, they didn't even have the time or the leisure to even eat. Now, if you are a disciple of Jesus, where do you suppose you're going to go and rest? Does Jesus only have the finest of five-star resorts under his discipleship program? You drop everything that you have as a fisherman and you follow me, and we have a wonderful point system with all of these resorts and vacation spots that you can take and rest and relax. No, no. They don't go to the city. They don't go to Jerusalem to take comfort in all the food and leisure that is there. They don't even go down by the Sea of Galilee, necessarily, to one of the lush spots there. Mark says it very clearly. Jesus says, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place." Eremon in the Greek. A desolate, dead, dreary place. Great. Lovely, Jesus. We've done all these things. We've taught in your name. And now we're going to go rest. And you say, we're going to go to a place that is desolate. Glad I'm signed up for this whole program. And Mark uses this term, eremon, three different times today to bring across the point of where they were going, what it was like where they were at. They went again in a boat to a eremon, he says, to a desolate place by themselves. And they couldn't get away. The great crowd saw them going, they recognized them, and they ran there to meet them at the shore. from all towns. They got there ahead of them. No vacation, no rest for you, disciples. But it says there that Jesus had compassion on them. He saw them like sheep without a shepherd. He saw and had understood how badly beaten down God's people had been. People who had no hope within them. People who were living in despair. People, in many ways, who were living in life and lives full of desolation, dryness, dreariness, no life and no hope. And so Jesus has compassion on them. You and I today are in places in our own lives that are eremon in many ways, aren't they? There are places that are desolate, places that seem where there is no hope, where there is no life, where there doesn't seem like much is going well for us today. And if you're not so sure about that, then go back and review this past week's headline. 5 Marines killed at a recruitment center. All of the atrocities that we've heard about Planned Parenthood selling fetal parts from aborted children. Violence and chaos and political division in this country. People like ISIS telling us that we are doomed, that they want nothing more than to spill our blood. And yet we live in the land of the free. We live in a place that is full of great bounty and goodness in many ways. But my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I ask you to examine where we live today. And I ask you to take a look at all that is going on around us. And I ask you to reflect and ponder how much desolation is truly around us. These things should shock us that we have heard this week. They should tell us and remind us. They should shake us to our core that things are not right in the world today. Whether it's in your life or my life or the lives of our neighbors around us. Whether it's with us who are living and breathing today or those who are in the womb still yet to be born. So much desolation around us. There is so much darkness. There is so much death. And Mark reminds us that this is where the disciples were as well. Not literally physically, but also in the lives of the people, because Jesus saw these people like sheep without a shepherd. And he has compassion on them. And he begins to teach. He begins to remind them of what his kingdom is all about, and that is exactly what our Lord does for us here at this place as well. In the midst of all the darkness, the death, the desolation that we face in life, our Lord has compassion on you and on me. He comes and meets you in your life with his word. He teaches you. He gives you the words of eternal life. Take heart. I have overcome the world. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives, does he say. And though there be a place that is full of desolation and dryness and decay, and though you and I are facing lives that seem like there is no hope, there is no peace, the Lord has had compassion on you and me as well today. Because he is the good shepherd who looks upon you with so much love and so much mercy that the good shepherd lays down his life for you, his friends. He goes to the greatest desolate place, the place where there is no growth, there is no hope, there is no life. He goes to Mount Calvary and is crucified for you and for the world. So that we may now know the love the shepherd of your soul has given freely and wholly to you. Mark mentions three times in our gospel reading today that they went to Eremon, a desolate place. But what is so fascinating is at the end here, Mark mentions that Jesus tells his disciples to have the people sit down, and Mark immediately uses the term chlorokorto. Chlorokorto. Jesus has the people sit down, and Mark says, there was much green grass there. Do you see the imagery? Do you see what God has done with that which is desolate, dry, full of no life, no food, no drink, no hope? He says to the disciples, have them sit down. I will work for them on their behalf. And the great imagery of Psalm 23 comes to fruition there. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That is exactly what Jesus does with this miraculous feeding of the 5,000. That is exactly what he does for you and for me today in the midst of facing desolation, despair, and everything else. Have the people sit down, and I will bless them and teach them, and I will feed them. He prepares a table before you in the sight and the presence of your enemies. There it is. You are welcome to it today. And though changes and decay and hopelessness be all around us, he lays his green and bounteous pasture before you and me today, quieting our hearts, promising you and I peace, giving us the comfort and strength that our sins are forgiven, that death has been abolished, that we now are full of hope and life, and he beckons you and calls you and me today to come and receive the food that is blessed by his word, so that the manna which comes down from heaven may be given to you, and that you may know that even though you and I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil, for the Lord is with you, and he will never leave you or forsake you. Because in this place, your good shepherd is here with you, and in this place there is much green grass. There is much bounty for you, his sheep, to sit down and receive from. And so I invite you to come and taste and see the Lord is good. To Christ alone be all the glory now and forever. Amen. Freely you have received, freely let us bring our gifts to the Lord.